Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I've said before, I love Chad Hartman's listeners because they always answer my questions. We were talking about song lyrics that you misinterpret, at least I was. And one was Blinded by the Light, and it was says, and I always said rolled up like a deuce. I happen to be right. He says, someone wrote in, he says, revved up like a deuce. So I was close. I said, rolled up like a deuce, another right. Runner in the night. And then the other song, and Jess, I don't know if you were a fan of the B-52s and the song Love Shack. There's the part in the song where it goes, bang on the door, baby. And then she goes, she says something rusted. Do you know what she says was rusted?
Yes, tin roof.
Yes. You know, you're what? Tin roof rusted. So that's why I had two of those answered today as well.
I don't know how that makes sense, but I got it right.
Well, it doesn't make the song doesn't make a lot of sense if you listen to it. It's a great song, though.
No.
It's a great song from my college
Absolutely.
Days. So Jess is obviously covers the Minnesota Wild full time. Are you also going to be getting out to the IIHF World Junior Championships at Grand Casino Arena and Mariucci?
This is going to be a tough couple, 10-day stretch because I'm going to definitely cover some World Juniors. In fact, starting today, USA and Germany, 5 p.m. At Grand Casino Arena. A lot of people hyped up for that one. Also, the Minnesota Wild are on a 7-game road trip that's going to be, the next 10 days because right. Their rink is in use. So I'm going to get out to at least part of the road trip as well, going out to see them face the Ducks and the Kings here right after New Year. So going to be in both places. But, yeah, this is a really exciting thing, having World Juniors in the Twin Cities for the first time since 1982.
Yep.
Really a big deal. And it's amazing how this event has grown to where, second only to the Olympics, this is probably the biggest international hockey tournament there is.
And is this the same group that runs the Olympics from the hockey perspective?
Yes, the International Ice Hockey Federation, which is based in Europe, is kind of the one that sanctions all of this, puts it all together. It's going to be 10 teams, from all over the country. In fact, game one is underway right now with Slovakia playing Sweden in St. Paul. Looks like they've got a decent crowd. And then in addition to the actual hockey, they're doing all this kind of fan fest stuff, not only at River Center, but at Rice Park next door. When they got this, when it was awarded to the Twin Cities, you look at the calendar and you say, boy, late December, early January in the Twin Cities, that could be pretty frigid, but got a nice break from the weather. People can be outside and kind of enjoy the state of hockey here, right?
Yeah, and in me looking this up, the U.S. has won the last two and has won three of the last four. And I don't know if they're favored today. I was kind of looking. I guess it's going to come down to Canada, Finland. Are they probably the favorites?
Yeah, I think Canada is actually the favorites in this one. And, Canada is one of those teams that you can never count them out. They're similar to Russia back, before political changes prevented Russia from participating. Canada, I think, is probably the favorite. Gavin McKenna, who's at Penn State, and Porter Martoon, who's at Michigan State, two of their better players. So they're probably the favorite in this one, but the USA looking for a three-peat. Bob Motzko, who has already coached them to one gold medal back in, I think it was 2017, at the helm here. So obviously they'll be the home team. Now what's interesting is everything involving Team Canada is happening over in Minneapolis. They're based in one group that's going to be playing their games at 3M Arena at Mariucci. Team USA is going to be playing all of its games in St. Paul. So they probably won't see each other until potentially the medal round.
Yeah, right. And so what it is you got 2 5-team groups. Basically, after the round robin, they eliminate one team each, right? And then you take those other 8 teams, and that's the quarterfinals. Something like that. That's how it works, right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly, yeah.
And I pulled out the roster. You know, in the old days, there's always going to be a large contingent of Minnesota players on international rosters. And that remains true, although obviously, not as much. I mean, when you think of Zeev Buem, he came from Florida, for example. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 native Minnesotans. And I've got a couple, and then also 2 players going to Duluth, and 2 players with the Gophers playing in this tournament. So there is some local flavor to it as well. And I'll tell you what, I'm guessing that if you went back and looked at some of these junior lineups from 3, 4, 5 years ago, they'd be littered with guys that are now in the NHL.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a preview of what the NHL is going to look like a couple of years from now. And it was funny talking to Zeev Buem or talking to Quinn Hughes or some of these guys that are, well-established in the NHL now. They can all trace roots back to this tournament where they played in it when they were 19, 20 years old, not too many years ago. And, all of these guys say, one of the big thrills of their career, wearing the red, white, and blue, listening to the national anthem, playing for your country. That's a pretty big thing for a lot of these guys. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're going to see some of these guys in the NHL, later this year probably.
Now, I went on the ticket site today just to see if this was a very popular event. And there were tickets left, but, when you pull up that screen and then you see all the sections of the arena, and there was, I would say 80% of the sections were full. So there was maybe still like maybe 7, 8 sections where there were some seats available, but it looks like they're going to draw a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, there are seats available. I mean, people shouldn't be intimidated and say, you can't get tickets to this thing, because, there are going to be seats available, especially if it's, Slovakia playing Sweden like this one. You're probably not going to have as much local interest. Now, what's different this year, Corzo, is partially because of politics, partially because of a crazy exchange rate, you're not seeing as many Canadian fans coming down. And that, I know, was a concern early on for the organizers of this tournament, because the folks bringing their red and white flags with the Maple Leaf down over the border to cheer for their home team has always been a huge factor in this tournament. In fact, you look at Grand Casino Arena, if you watch it on TV right now, it's a TSN broadcast crew based out of Canada. All of the ads are for Canadian stuff on the board. So this is a really big thing in Canada, and it's becoming a much bigger thing in North America.
And I think that, but you're probably watching it on the NHL Network, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, so those of you that have access to the NHL Network, and I know there's ways to stream it, you can get that as well. Now, before I let you go, a little wild talk. They've lost a couple games in a row. Obviously, you hate to say scheduled losses, but it was kind of a scheduled loss against the Avalanche, where the Wild were coming off the game before. And, I appreciated that the Colorado players mentioned that. And in fact, when the Wolves beat Oklahoma City, Anthony Edwards came on and said, they were on a back-to-back. I mean, the players kind of realized that that is a factor. And I opened my show by saying, by the way, that my wife and I did a back-to-back. We did Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. I don't recommend it for anybody that you want to do that. So I can now relate with these players, because our performance on the second day was not nearly as good, I can tell you that. We screwed up the bacon, and there's all sorts of stuff that went wrong. But that's just, but I think the Wild are still fine, right? I mean, do you think make any big deal about they've lost a couple in a row?
Absolutely not. And losing to Colorado can happen to the best of teams in the best of situations, but losing to them when you're, as part of a back-to-back, that's just going to happen. This Colorado team is an absolute wagon. And, Corso, I know you're a big NBA guy.
Yep.
You saw yesterday, NBA's on TV on Christmas Day. Nobody has any qualms about it. NFL has 3 games being played yesterday, again on Christmas Day. the NHL absolutely shuts down.
Yeah.
From close of business December 23rd till tomorrow morning, you can have absolutely no team activities, nothing organized. You can't travel, any of that. So the Wild are going to wake up tomorrow morning for like a 6 a.m. flight to get to Winnipeg for their road game. It's a weird kind of thing. But for whatever reason, the NHL still, you know, kind of protects Christmas. And the upshot is these guys get a nice couple-day break for their, you know, mental and physical health. Although talking to Quinn Hughes, he said he doesn't really want a break right now. He feels like he's just kind of getting into the groove, just getting to know his new team, and now there's this, you know, 3-4 days off. But it is kind of fun. Like a couple of the Wild guys posted a picture yesterday of 4 or 5 players and all of their families. They just went to some random outdoor rink in the Twin Cities. I mean, imagine going down to play some shinny hockey and, oh, by the way, there's Zach Bogosian, there's Kirill Kaprizov, there's Jonas Brodin, you know, out there with their kids tooling around on the outdoor rink. So, man, if there's a more Minnesotan scene, I haven't seen it than that.
Well, that's pretty good. Thanks for joining us, Jess, and giving us the insight. And you have a busy couple weeks coming up. Enjoy it.
Hey, best time of year. Love it. Talk to you, Corso.
I'd see you. That's Jack. Jess Myers. Before we go, though, I want to say something. Yesterday, we're watching all these NFL games around the TV, right, in the background, and then, you know, basketball games, and my wife and everybody's saying, that's terrible that these players have to work on Christmas. That's terrible. I know
Don't
they're making a lot of money.
Thunder,
What's that?
Don't steal my thunder. This is supposed to be for later in the show. Oh. Go on. You're the host.
It is, but I like I said, I used to when I was a sports writer, and when I went to law school, I worked on the desk at the Minneapolis paper, and that was to make some money, and I loved working on Christmas Eve because they paid you time and a half,
mm-hmm.
and there was no sports going on. Now Christmas, there wasn't much sports going on then, but now there's a lot going on. But I didn't have a family then. I wasn't married yet, so I was good. But that's the way it went. So when we come back, what are we going to talk about? Something. Anthony Edwards, boy, but I didn't leave myself much time to talk about Anthony Edwards. He predicted everything right about the game. He said, I'm going to score 40, and it's going to be a game, which it was. He just left out the part about his technical fouls at the end. We'll talk about that when we come back here at 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.